Hello, and while the cat's away, it's time once again to visit the enchanted land of Narnia. Along the way, we'll be meeting Peter, Susan, Edmund and Lucy in the final part of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. You'll have the chance to enter our competitions, win some fabulous prizes, and with this week's birthday greetings for our Cat's Whiskers members coming up as well. Later, we'll be having our competition questions, and I'll be announcing last week's competition winners. First, though, let's listen to the final episode of The Tales of Narnia. Here's Morris Denham with the final part of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Aslan had returned to Narnia, and with his coming, the White Witch's spell over the land began to break. Peter, Susan and Lucy met Aslan and his people by the stone table. Then Edmund was rescued and brought back to Aslan. But the witch demanded Edmund's life, and only agreed to give up her claim when the Lion made certain promises to her. That night, Aslan, followed by Susan and Lucy, went to the stone table where the witch and her terrible people were waiting for him. They tied Aslan up, shaved off his mane, and laid him out on the table. As Susan and Lucy watched, the witch produced an evil-looking stone knife.
And now who has won, Aslan? Understand that you have given me Narnia forever. You have lost your own life, and you have not saved his. In that knowledge, despair and die.
Susan, they killed him. They killed Aslan. How could they do it?
Listen to me, my people. Now that the great fool, the great cat, lies dead, we must set about what remains of this war. But do not fear. It will not take us long to crush the human vermin and the traitors and re-establish my rule in Narnia! Come! Follow!
At this moment, Susan and Lucy were for a few seconds in very great danger, as with a thundering of hoofs and a flurry of foul wings, the whole vile rabble came sweeping off the hilltop and down the slope right past their hiding place.
Susan, look at him. He's terrible. I can't bear to look at the horrible muzzle.
Perhaps we could take it off. Here, let's try.
Oh, the knots are so tight.
No, that's loosened it. See?
Oh, let me help. Good, it's coming undone.
There.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. Poor dear Aslan. Do you think we could untie him as well?
We can try. I'll have a go with this knot. See if you can undo that one.
Oh.
It's no good. Those monsters tie the ropes too tight. I can't even get my fingers into the knots.
So what are we going to do? We can't just leave him like this.
If only Peter were here with his sword. He could cut through the ropes.
I wish all the others were here. It's so lonely, just the two of us.
And Aslan. Although he can't comfort us now. Or ever again.
Lou, look.
I think it's getting lighter.
You're right. The sky over there isn't quite so dark.
Not that anything matters anymore. What's that?
What?
Those little grey things. Oh, how horrid. Nasty little mice crawling all over him. Shh, go away.
Wait, can't you see what they're doing?
Yes, of course. They're nibbling away at the cords.
They freed him. Oh, thank you, little mice.
He looks more like himself without all those ropes.
Only he'll never be himself again.
Oh.
What have they got to sing about?
It must be nearly morning.
Oh, I'm so cold.
Oh, so am I. Let's walk about a bit.
They walked to the eastern edge of the hill and looked down. The country all looked dark grey, but beyond, at the very end of the world, the sea showed pale. The sky began to turn red. Then, at last, as they stood for a moment looking out towards the castle of Caer Paravel, the red turned to gold, along the line where the sea and the sky met. And very slowly up came the edge of the sun.
What's that? I've been afraid to turn around. Something awful's happening.
They're doing something worse to him. I know they are. Come on, let's look.
Lucy, the stone table.
It's broken in two.
Cracked from end to end.
Oh, no. Aslan's gone.
Come on.
How could they? They might have left the body alone.
Who's done it? What does it mean? Is it magic?
Yes, it is more magic.
There, shining in the sunrise, larger than they'd seen him before, shaking his mane, which had apparently grown again, stood Aslan himself.
Oh, Aslan!
Aslan!
Aren't you dead then, dear Aslan?
Not now.
Oh, you're real, you're real! Oh, Aslan!
But what does it all mean?
It means that though the witch knew the deep magic, there is a magic deeper still which she did not know. Her knowledge goes back only to the dawn of time, but if she could have looked back into the stillness and the darkness before time dawned, she would have read there a different incantation. She would have known that when a willing victim who has committed no treason was killed in a traitor's place, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. And now...
Oh, yes, Aslan, now!
Oh, children, I feel my strength coming back to me. Now then, children, catch me if you can!
A mad chase began, round and round the hilltop. All three of them rolled over together in a happy, laughing heap of fur and arms and legs.
And now to business. I feel I'm going to roar. You'd better put your fingers in your ears. My, but that was good. Oh. Now, we have a long journey to go. You must ride upon my back and hold tight to my golden mane. And climb on, Susan.
Right.
And climb on, Lucy.
Yes, Sam.
We must be off.
It was nearly midday when they found themselves looking down a steep hillside at a castle which was all pointed towers.
The witch's home.
The gates are shut.
How will we get in?
We'll jump over the battlements.
Over the battlements?
Yes. Now hold tight, children. Oh. Here we go!
What a strange place. All those stone animals. Oh, and people, too. It's like a museum.
Shloo, Aslan's doing something.
He's going up to that stone lion. What's he doing? He's
breathing on him, I think.
Yes, you're right, he is. And look what's happening. There's a streak of gold running along the white marble back.
The colour's spreading, licking all over him like a flame.
Then, while his hindquarters were still obviously stone, the lion shook his mane and all the heavy stone folds rippled into living hair.
Susan, look! All the statues are coming to life!
Oh, yes!
There's a unicorn. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And a centaur, like those who helped rescue Edmund.
Oh, and look at the dwarfs. How happy they all seem.
Now Aslan's breathing on the feet of that great stone giant. Is it safe?
It's all right. Once the feet are put right, All the rest of him will follow.
That wasn't quite what I meant.
Bless me. He must have been asleep. Now, where's that ratted little witch that was running about on the ground a moment ago? Somewhere just by my feet it was.
The witch is no longer here. You are among friends, and I am Aslan.
Aslan? Well, bless my soul. What has been going on?
Time for explanations later. Now for the inside of the house. Look alive, everyone. Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. Leave no corner unsearched. You never know where some poor prisoner may be concealed. What is it, child?
I found Mr. Tumnus. Oh, do come quick.
I'm coming.
Here he is, over here, under the stairs.
Could this be... Why, it's Lucy, daughter of Eve. However did you get here?
I came with Aslan.
Aslan? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Whatever can I say?
Nothing needs to be said. The past is dead, and I am alive, as are you, son of the woods.
And so the ransacking of the witch's fortress went on, until at last the whole castle stood empty. Only then did the liberated statue surge back into the courtyard.
The gates are still locked. How are we going to get out?
That'll be all right. You're forgetting the giant. Hi, you up there. What's your name?
Giant Rumblebuffin, if it please, Your Honor.
Well then, Giant Rumblebuffin, can you use that club of yours?
Of course I can, Your Honor.
Then let us out of this, will you?
Sir, stand away from the gates, all you little uns. To get rid of those towers. Look out below! There! That's been undone it!
Well done, Giant Rumblebuffin!
Blowed if I ain't all in a muck sweat. Comes from being out of condition.
What a nice giant he is.
Silence, good people! You have all done well, but our day's work is not yet over. And if the witch is to be finally defeated, we must find the battle at once. Climb on my back, girls. And you, Mr. Tumnus.
Will we be in time, Aslan?
So long as the dogs find the scent of battle.
I hope Peter and Edmund are all right.
Oh, don't worry, Daughter of Eve. But we shall let witcher thing or two.
Bravely said, good Tumnus. But the witch herself is mine.
This way, Aslan! This way!
Come! There is no time to be lost!
Soon, all the dogs, wolves, foxes, and other hunting animals were going at full speed with their noses to the ground. And all the others, stretched out for about half a mile behind them, were following as fast as they could.
Aslan, look! Up ahead!
We have arrived not a minute too soon.
Why, there's that trotting little witch!
The giant's right. It's her.
And she's fighting Peter. Oh, Aslan, she's got that awful stone knife.
There's Mr. Beaver fighting with that wolf.
Oh, do be careful.
Where's Mr. Beaver?
Where's Edmund?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I've just realized there are statues everywhere. The witch has been using her wand again.
Oh, dear me, that is bad.
All our people are here now. Off my back, children. Stand back. I'm going to roar again. Our hour has come, good folk of Narnia, when we shall put the enemies of our land to flight. Take courage, all of you. Today, you will be fighting for Narnia and for Aslan.
Aslan's people rushed madly on the enemy lines. Dwarfs with their battle axes, dogs with their teeth, The giant with his club, his feet also crushed dozens of the foe, unicorns with their horns, centaurs with swords and hoofs.
Aslan has come. We have Aslan fighting for us.
Aslan? It cannot be. He is dead.
No! I am not dead. I am alive, and I have come to take back what is mine.
No! No!
You are Queen of Narnia no longer. I have returned.
There was a look of terror and amazement on the witch's face as the lion flung himself upon her. The battle was soon over. Many of the enemy were killed in the first charge of Aslan and his companions. And when those who were still living saw the witch was dead, they either gave themselves up or took to flight.
Well done, Sir Peter Wolfsbane. You fought bravely.
It was all Edmund's doing, Aslan. We'd have been beaten if it hadn't been for him. He fought his way past three ogres to where she was just turning one of your leopards into a statue.
And when he reached her, he had the sense to bring his sword smashing down on her wand instead of trying to go for her directly.
Anyway, once her wand was broken, we began to have some chance, if we hadn't lost so many already.
I'm afraid your brother was terribly wounded.
Oh, no.
Where is he? We must go and see him.
No, Mrs. Beaver's looking after him. Over there, away from where the fighting was.
Let us go to him.
Oh, Edmund!
Don't upset yourself.
But he's covered in blood and looks so
ill. Lucy, where is that bottle you were given as a present?
Of course, I'd forgotten about that.
Quickly.
Here it is.
Now, put a few drops of the liquid into his mouth.
There. Lucy, is that really you, Lou?
Yes, Edmund. And Susan, and Peter. We're all here.
Oh, is it over?
Yes, it's all over. Aslan has returned.
Aslan!
Lucy, there are other people wounded.
Yes, I know. Wait a minute.
Daughter of Eve, others also are at the point of death. Must more people die for Edmund?
I'm sorry, Aslan.
Come, we will go together.
For the next half hour, they were very busy. When at last Lucy was free to return to Edmund, she found him standing on his feet, and not only healed of his wounds, but looking better than she'd seen him look for ages.
Hello, Lou.
Hello, Edmund.
I've caused a great deal of trouble one way and another. Can you ever forgive me?
Of course I can.
Edmund, son of Adam, come here.
See you later, Lou.
Give me your sword and kneel. Here on this field of battle, I make you my knight. Arise, Sir Edmund.
Does he know what Aslan did for him? Does he know what the arrangement with the witch really was?
Shh, no, of course not.
Ought he to be told?
Oh, surely not. It would be awful for him. Think how you'd feel if it were you.
All the same, I think he ought to know.
And now, we rest. For tomorrow, we go to Caer Paravel.
The next day, they began marching eastward down the side of the great river. And the day after that, they reached the river mouth. Before them were the sands, and the long miles of bluish-green waves breaking forever and ever on the beach. And towering above them on the shore, the castle of Caer Paravel. And there, in the great hall with the ivory roof, and the west wall hung with peacock's feathers, and the eastern door which looks towards the sea, the coronation was held.
Here in Caer Paravel of the Four Thrones, I crown you King Peter, Queen Susan, King Edmund, and Queen Lucy, of Narnia. Long live King Peter!
Queen Susan!
Long live King Edmund!
Once a king or queen of Narnia, always a king or queen. Bear it well, sons of Adam. Bear it well, daughters of Eve.
That night there was a great feast in Caer Paribo, and revelry and dancing and gold flashed and wine flowed. But amidst all these rejoicings, someone quietly slipped away.
Where's Aslan?
He was here just now.
Where can he have gone? Surely he's not left us again.
Oh, he'll be coming and going. One day you'll see him, and another you won't.
And of course he has other countries to attend to.
Oh, it's quite all right. He'll often drop in. Only you mustn't press him.
He's wild, you know. He's not like a tame lion.
The years passed, and these two kings and two queens governed Narnia well. And long and happy was their reign. They caught and destroyed what was left of the White Witch's army, and made good laws and kept the peace. So they lived in great joy, and if they remember their life in this world, it was only as one remembers a dream. And then one year news came that the White Stag had once more appeared in the land. The White Stag who would grant you 3 wishes if you caught him. So the kings and queens of Narnia decided to go hunting. They soon saw the stag and chased it long and hard until it disappeared into a thicket, and they had to pursue it on foot. It was there they came upon a curious thing, a pillar of iron with a lantern on top. And as they looked at it, they began to remember something from long ago. And the kings and queens knew that if they went any further, their lives would change forever. They decided to go on and entered the thicket. But before they'd gone far, they all remembered that the thing they'd seen was called a lamppost. And before they'd gone much farther, they noticed that they were making their way not through branches, but through coats. Yes, coats. And the next moment...
It's the empty room in the wardrobe.
Of course. I'd almost forgotten.
We're back!
Listen.
Yes, almost.
Unless I'm mistaken, that's Mrs. McCready and the visitors.
You're right.
It must still be the same day.
We've been in Narnia all those years, and yet we've come back only minutes after we left.
Well, I think we should tell the Professor.
Yes, we should.
Good idea.
Right.
Well, that is quite a story.
Do you believe us?
Of course I believe you. But you won't get back into Narnia again by that route.
Will we ever get back, do you think?
Oh, yes, of course you'll get back there someday. Once a king in Narnia, always a king in Narnia. But don't try to get there, and certainly not through the wardrobe. And don't even talk too much about it among yourselves. And whatever you do, don't mention it to anyone else. Unless you find that they've had adventures of the same sort themselves.
But how will we know?
Oh, you'll know all right. Odd things they say. Even their looks will let the secret out. Just keep your eyes open.
I love happy endings. I hope you enjoyed the tales of Narnia as much as I did. Starting next week in Cat's Whiskers at the new time of 7 o'clock, Victoria Wood will be reading the first episode of The Last Vampire, so that's something else to look forward to. Now for a Narnia competition. Before Brian Sibley gives us this week's questions, let's hear what last week's answers are.
Last week I asked 3 questions. I wonder how you got on. The first one was, who brought a message to Aslan from the witch? Well, that was the dwarf. Then I asked what the table was made of. That was stone. And what did the White Witch and her people do to Aslan before they laid him on the table? Well, they tied him up and they cut off his mane.
And our winners of our sets of the Chronicles of Narnia are Simon Lounsborough from Manchester, Edward Potter from Hertfordshire, and Tom Ling from Lancashire.
We've had lots of letters saying how much you've enjoyed the serial, and you may like to know that Brian has written a book, which will be out next month. I've got an advanced copy here. It's beautifully illustrated. It's a guide to Narnia, and explains how C.S. Lewis came to write the stories and what sort of person he was. It's called The Land of Narnia. It costs £3.99, and it's published by Collins Lyons. Maybe that's one for your Christmas list. Now let's see how you get on with this week's questions.
Which little creatures freed Aslan from the ropes? What eventually happened to the stone table? And last of all, what did Aslan do to the stone statues?
There you are. We've three more prizes to give away, so if you want to be in with a chance of winning one, pop your answers on a postcard, making sure you write your name and address clearly alongside. Keep a pencil handy, because I'll be giving you the address shortly. Right now, though, with the assistance of our actress Abigail Doherty, who plays Susan in the serial, we're going to see who's celebrating their birthday this week.
Returns to Lucy Humphrey, Fred Stone, Michael Mott and Verity Fife.
Louisa Mills, Matthew Gadd, David Sylvester and Robin Dwyer Hickey.
Tamsin Yates, Christopher Gillen, Ralph Gosden and Jane O'Neill.
Sarah Berrington, William Hallett, Thomas Perry and Jonathan Rixon.
Rebecca Green, Victoria Green and Alison Johnston.
Camilla Fraser-Gorston, Sarah Steinhardt and Nicola Bailey.
And finally Anna Hobbs and Christopher Dennison.
Happy birthday to Thomas Blackman of Sussex, Thomas Burgess from Oxford, Timothy Wildman from Shropshire, Joni McKillen from Dundee, Christopher Clark from Hertfordshire and Sebastian Vella from Coventry. And you can become a member of the Cat's Whiskers Club and have your birthday read out if you send your details to our Cat's Whiskers address. You'll have to be patient though, because it does take a few weeks to add your name to our birthday list. Let's look at the postcards you've sent in for our Narnia competition. There's some very nice scenes of Aslan, the witch's castle and the stone table. It's a shame that we can only choose 10 winners, but here they are. Hannah Bryan from Leicester, it's my hometown. Helen Ingram from Birmingham. Rebecca Osborne from Sutton Coalfield. Juliet Chipperfield from London. Louise Cochran from Holland. Hannah Duff from Avon. Sarah Hull from Birmingham. Sam Steed from Scotland, Alison Reed-Jones from Sussex, and Kevin Williams from Dufford. Now, because we've received so many fabulous drawings over the last 10 weeks, we've decided to give away some extra prizes. We have theatre tickets for the Tales of Narnia productions that will be touring the country over the next few months. The plays are visiting theatres in York, the Isle of Man, Malvern in Worcestershire, Hull, and from December the 5th at the Westminster Theatre in London. And tickets will be on their way shortly to some lucky winners. I hope you enjoy your day out. Now, can you remember what Peter, Susan, Edmund and Lucy got up to in the final episode of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? Well, if you can, perhaps you could draw me a scene from it, making it nice and colourful for this week's competition, and send it to us straight away. The address is Cat's Whiskers Summer Special, BBC PO Box 40, Manchester, M601FR. That's all we have time for this week. It's the last time I'll be saying goodbye while the cat's away. Next week, the Cat's Whiskers team returns for a brand new series. Till then, bye-bye.
And while the cat's away, the producer of the Cat's Whiskers Summer Special was Julia Brooke. Those taking part in the final episode of The Tales of Narnia was Maurice Denham as the Professor, Stephen Thorne as Aslan and Rosemary Martin as Jadis. Other parts were played by John Badley, Julie Berry, Normie Bird, Norman Bird, Simon Cuff, Abigail Doherty, Alan Dudley, David Goodland, Steve Hodson, Neil Jeffrey, Polly March, Clifford Norgate, Diana Olson, Camilla and Henry Power. And the music for the serial was composed by Elizabeth Parker. Tales of Narnia has been dramatised in 10 parts by Brian Sibley and was produced by Jeff Marshall Taylor for BBC Schools Radio. This is